Welcome to BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable, the program where business and industry connect to share topics and ideas that move the world's energy. BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable is brought to you by BIC Recruiting, the leader in energy market recruiting.
Hello, this is Mark Peters with BIC Alliance. I'm the Director of Strategy and Development there. And we're bringing to you today Dylan Krieger, who is the managing editor of BIC. And we are giving you a preview of our August issue, which we're fortunate that the expansion continues in the petrochemical business, of which we cover quite a bit. And she will start us out by explaining her title is managing editor, and it's a title that a lot of people might not be familiar with.
Yes, so thanks for having me, Mark. I'll just explain that really quickly. As managing editor, I really just, it's my job to generate content for the magazine and keep up on industry events. So we have a lot of features in this issue, for example, from trade shows and things like that. So I keep up on industry events and just assign topics as they come up.
Well, thank you, Dylan. And like I said, we have a great issue coming up in August. And well, on the Gulf Coast, as we know, this is hurricane season. So we have some focus in August that usually helps people with that. Can you talk about that a bit?
Yes, that's a big focus of this issue. So we have a large three-page feature on just what BIC member companies can do in the industry to help people prepare and respond.
Continues to be a big topic here in the Houston area because of the impact that Harvey had upon us. And I know that this information will definitely be well read due to those concerns that have lingered for a long time. So who's on the front cover for the August issue, Dylan?
This time for our front cover client, we have LaPorte, Texas-based Alter Strickland, which is an EMCOR industrial services company, one of many we feature in the magazine, and they're among the country's premier authorities on turnarounds and process unit upgrades.
Okay, and what editorial coverage do they have in the issue?
For their editorial coverage this time, Alter Strickland highlights a recent turnaround they did, a project conducted for a major client facility here on the Gulf Coast in Louisiana. And although it's not the company's largest project by any means in terms of manpower, they wanted to highlight this project due to mostly to its complexity and the technical expertise that they brought to the project. So I think what particularly interested me about the article was that some of these critical lifts required 3D modeling of the entire structure and the rigging that they were doing. So they include imagery of these 3D models, which I found interesting and impressive in their precision.
Any other articles that really caught your eye in preparing this issue?
Like I said, this issue, we have a ton of good industry event coverage from conferences mostly that took place this past summer, the EHS seminar, AFPM's Reliability and Maintenance Conference, and the Downstream Exhibition and Conference that took place in Houston recently, hosted by Petrochemical Update. So one keynote presentation from that conference from Downstream was given by Chevron President of Manufacturing Mike Coyle, who talks about engaging the workforce of the future by giving them opportunities to suggest themselves operational and technological improvements that can be made. And he talks about how that has worked for Chevron recently in just training up that next generation of workforce.
Is there anything in this issue that surprised you?
Well, I know that in any industry, and this one as well, there's always fierce competition among the leading companies. But various articles in this issue just show industry coming together to address issues like workforce training and sharing best practices. sort of just for the benefit of all and not just themselves, which I find refreshing and sort of inspiring. Like that, you know, safety best practices, for example, shouldn't be the stuff of trade secret. So it's nice to see that kind of cooperation among competing companies when it's for the greater good.
Back cover, who do we have on it this time around?
The back cover, we have PPG, who showcases their new asset integrity management, or AIM, software program that it uses predictive modeling to forecast the life cycle of coatings, maintenance, and budgets 10 to 20 years into the future. So here again, the software builds upon coatings analyses that were conducted by NACE and ISO. So it again represents that sort of collaborative attitude toward industry advancement.
One of the things that BIC Magazine has been noted for over the years is the coverage and safety issues. Anything in this issue on the safety area?
Well, I think there's one article in particular that I'll touch on really quickly. Although there's a lot about safety in this issue, just as an example, one article from DHS seminar features Harold Horn, who is with Eastman Chemical, and he talks about specifically how he's made safety personal for himself and how that's a good approach to really incorporating it into a company culture. And he gives this example of how he kind of trained himself to stop texting and driving by really focusing on coming home safely and kind of having someone keep him accountable.
Yes, I wish I'd work with my son. Sorry. So what about emerging technology issues? Anything that of interest there?
Yeah, we have a lot on emerging tech this time, especially just to give a few examples. BASF has an article on new training strategies that utilize enhanced reality simulation. We have another article on new tracking systems for measuring craft productivity, IT tools for turnarounds, another feature on business intelligence software that Chevron's now using to optimize maintenance. So some readers might already be familiar with some of this tech, but I think there's enough of a range that at least one thing will be something you haven't heard of that you could incorporate.
Okay. How about important editorial coverage, the single most important editorial coverage you found in the issue?
Well, I think as far as timeliness goes, I would point again to those hurricane articles. In one feature in particular, I know there's a lot of like looking back at Harvey, like you said, but we have a couple of experts, Phillips 66 and Energy Transfer reps, just talking about that it's never too early to prepare, but also to remember that not all storms are like Harvey. So, for example, just a storm with lots of high-speed winds poses a different risk than one with just lots of rain and stuff like that. So just important reminders for staying prepared this season.
Any other coverage that you'd like to mention about safety, environment, expansions?
Well, just to touch on a few, again, kind of a bullet-pointed list. On the safety and environmental side, we have in the August issue a number of thought pieces on how to determine what's missing from your safety program, using blast-resistant shelters on site to minimize risk, improved offshore drilling rules that enhance safety, and then we have an article on the EPA's shift from enforcement to compliance initiatives, which also touches on environmental, changing environmental rules. I'll also just note that we have a plant manager profile on Stephen Pierre of BASF's Vidalia, Louisiana site, and he talks a lot about their behavior-based safety program that they've adopted, which is called the Exposure Reduction Process, or ERS. And that's really helping their site along with mitigating hazards. So,
One of the things, a couple of things that I always enjoy reading every month is our coverage of the IBS Investment Banking, which give you information on merger and acquisition situations within the industry and what the opportunities are for companies when they're looking to sell themselves or to look at some refinancing. The recruiting articles always give you good tips if you're looking for a job and where perhaps to go find one. So anything else you would like to say before we finish up this coverage?
Yeah, just to say a little bit more about that, in our IVS Investment Banking article this time, it's aptly called More Money, Less Headache. Thomas, our BIC president, Thomas Brinsko, he revives the topic of why you should use an intermediary to sell your business. And in our BIC recruiting update, we have president of recruiting, Hazel Kessu, talking about how to cope with the emotions of job loss by investing in others, which is something our recruiting team obviously knows a lot about, as they match individual candidates with those larger company cultures that they can invest time and energy in, and feel rewarded by. So those are great articles as well, and you can catch those BIC updates in this issue in addition to all of those features I mentioned.
Well, I think you've done a great job as usual, Dylan, on the August issue, and I know everyone is eagerly looking forward to seeing it. Just to give you some additional information on how you can read it, if you don't get a print copy, is you can go to bicmagazine.com and search for articles of interest. You can also sign up for our weekly e-newsletters there, and for a print subscription if you don't receive it, and we'd be happy to take a look at it for you. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for downloading this episode of BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable. Be sure to follow us on social media for program updates and log on to BICmagazine.com for the latest in industry news and connections. BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable is brought to you by BIC Recruiting, the leader in energy market recruiting.
Each journey begins with a first step. Take that step with BIC Recruiting and begin your journey with a new career. With over 18 years' experience in providing employment solutions in the energy industry, we work with top-tier companies for their hiring needs. Top jobs with top companies. Visit our website, bicrecruiting.com, to see our latest job offerings.